Support comes from Pacific Science Center, celebrating spring at PacSci with butterflies at the Tropical Butterfly House, sea creatures in the saltwater tide pool, and Jane Goodall, Reasons for Hope at the IMAX Theater, a journey around the globe to share good news stories. Learn more at PacSci.org.
Hey, good morning. It's Patricia Murphy. It's Wednesday. This is Seattle Now. As artificial intelligence has taken off, so have concerns about students using it to cheat. But now, Washington State officials are encouraging schools to embrace AI, leaving Seattle area teachers trying to find the right approach in the classroom. We'll chat with KUOW education reporter Sammy West and hear some of her reporting in a minute. But first, let's get you caught up. Heads up, you've got 363 days to get your real ID squared away. And they really mean it this time. Sure, seems like you've got lots of time now, but don't let it sneak up on you because you know everything's going to get backed up in the end. If you don't have a valid passport, you're going to need it to fly by this time next year. Live Nation is selling $25 tickets to a bunch of shows in Washington until May 14th. Tickets for concert week include all the fees, but you've still got to pay the tax. We'll drop a link in the show notes. And did you give big? This week, we're celebrating Give Big, the annual event where we take a day to donate to vital community organizations like our home, KUOW. We know Seattle Now helps you stay connected, so let us know you care. Take a moment during Give Big and include us in the organizations you're supporting. Just follow the link in the show notes to donate to Seattle Now. That's it for now. Make sure to come back tonight for Evening Headlines with Paige Browning. Earlier this year, Washington education officials issued guidance on how schools should use artificial intelligence to aid teaching and learning. That choice was in direct contrast to schools and districts, including some in Seattle, that initially banned programs like ChatGPT as an anti-cheating measure. It's clear that AI will be ever-present in the future, and Superintendent Chris Rakedahl says Washington students should be on the front end of learning about it. In other words, instead of worrying about using ChatGPT to cheat, maybe educators can think about how it can help students learn. KUOW education reporter Sammy West went to a Kirkland classroom to see how they're using it.
Which was very poorly told about because he...
A classroom of 11th graders at Lake Washington High is getting a history lesson about the Cuban Missile Crisis. The class is divided in two teams, and students have been assigned roles like President John F. Kennedy and Cuban dictator Fidel Castro.
100 attempts on my life to this date by your government.
They're simulating the negotiations and have 22 minutes to prevent World War III.
Not a single has succeeded because you American dogs lack the skill required to put down a man as capable as I.
It gets tense, theatrical even, when the Americans attempt to oust Castro from the talks.
No, I have the power of God on my side. I have not...
Guys, that was excellent, though. You all did a phenomenal job.
That's their teacher, Sean Mullen. He's used this lesson the past 3 years, but this time, Mullen says the class got into it in a way they never have, and he believes it's because of AI. Ahead of the discussion, students asked AI questions like, what did the Soviet Union want out of this conflict? And that helped them brainstorm historically accurate talking points for the class discussion.
AI generation was incredibly helpful of giving, like, different ideological perspectives on the same events and allowing students to engage with multiple perspectives and have a really thorough understanding of multiple sides of a conflict.
One of Mullen's students, Daisy Penny, agrees that AI was helpful for the assignment. It was a lot faster than traditional research, and Penny says that new twist on the lesson gave them a chance to see how AI can enhance learning, not replace it.
Well, normally when I think of AI, I just think of like telling the ChatGPT to do all my work. But then with that assignment, like, I actually learned how to use AI to, like, help me learn more. So I thought that was really helpful.
Earlier this year, Washington became the fifth state in the country to issue guidance on using AI in school. Given the rise of AI in the workforce, State Superintendent Chris Rakedahl says students here deserve to be on the front end of learning about it. Biology teacher Claire Prowse was an early adopter of AI. She teaches at O'Day High School, a Catholic school for boys in Seattle's First Hill neighborhood. She never saw it as an option to ignore AI.
became pretty obvious very quickly this was going to be our new reality, right? That kids are going to be using this and that we need to help to train them to think about it, to think critically about how to use it, to think sensitively about how to use it. And so that was our goal.
Prowse has seen some students use AI to cheat, but she says it's not as common as people fear. In October, Stanford University researchers found cheating has not increased in U.S. schools since the launch of AI. When cheating does happen, Prowse sees it as a teaching moment for how to use AI in safe, ethical ways.
I'm just extremely clear with them about when I want them to use it and when I don't want them to use it.
There's another big way AI has changed things for Prowse. It's helped her save time on administrative tasks, like brainstorming lesson plans, and instead she's able to spend more time one-on-one with students.
Like, that's the bit. That one is the joy of teaching, and also the bit where the work really happens.
In Kirkland, history teacher Sean Mullen agrees about AI's benefits to teachers.
It saved me hours and hours of my life. I think it's improved the content that I put out into the classroom.
Mullen's new goal is to convince his fellow teachers to use AI. Some of his colleagues are overwhelmed at the thought of learning a new technology or changing their curriculum, or they're worried about catching students cheating.
A lot of teachers just want to go back to doing everything on pen and paper in the classroom to prevent the opportunity for that.
But Mullen says that's not a long-term sustainable solution. With time, he thinks they may even see AI the way he does, as a remedy to teacher burnout. Sammy West, KUOW News.
Sammy's here now to talk with us about what she saw in the classrooms and how the perception of AI is changing in the world of education. Sammy, thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks for having me, Trish.
So Washington this year became the fifth state to issue guidance on how schools should use AI in classrooms. How quickly is AI being adopted?
It's happening very quickly. The teachers I talked to told me they started noticing kids experimenting with it right away when it came out in late 2022. At the time, ChatGPT was the big one, and now so many other companies have come out with their own tools. And so these teachers really saw it as like an opportunity, like, hey, if I'm noticing these kids starting to use it, should I start using it? And so they started kind of playing around with it. And it seems like in that time, they've learned so much about how to use this. And just on my end, like even in the time since State Superintendent Chris Rakedal unveiled those state guidelines you mentioned, things have changed a lot since then, back in January. One of the biggest obstacles back then was the idea that teachers really need professional development on this so that they know how to use it. But already since then, I've heard from a lot of teachers, obviously, that they had already started using it and they've kind of done a lot of research themselves. And a lot of schools are providing that professional development. I think that's just a sign of how quickly this is evolving.
Sammy, you were in the classroom, so let's talk a little bit about how you saw this applied in the real world.
I was amazed by how creative teachers are getting with using AI. So you heard the Cuban Missile Crisis example from my story.
It really allowed the students to focus on the drama.
Yes, it did. They got so into it. But also, I feel like I would remember that lesson. Like, that is something that I would take with me. And AI was really only a small part of it. You know, it just helped them prepare for the lesson in kind of a different way. They just, you know, put queries into AI like, you know, how would Fidel Castro react to a proposal like this from the American government? Things like that. It just really helped them see both sides of the conflict in a different way. And also just kind of experiment with the AI technology, since it is something they're going to have to use probably for the rest of their lives.
Sammy, there's a big question here. How is AI helping our notoriously overworked teachers?
That's a huge thing. Honestly, I think that's the thing that the teachers I spoke with are most excited about with AI, because they're so busy all the time. You know, there are so many conflicting tasks that they have to accomplish. The main one being making sure their students are learning, you know, working with them one-on-one, giving them feedback on their work and their learning. And it's really hard to focus on that if you are, you know, drowning and grading. You know, you're trying to create these rubrics that you use to grade assignments, or you're trying to brainstorm discussion questions to go with like a reading that your kids did the night before. And AI has been really helpful in saving them that time so that they can turn around and use that extra time to be with students and help them. And also just have work-life balance, because we all need that.
Honestly, Sammy, I'm back in school these days, and I have used ChatGPT to break down and help me understand complicated legal statutes in Washington State. So I have been able to use it, and I felt a little guilty at first, but then I thought, no, this is exactly how this technology can be helpful, because giving me, you know, 15 pages of a bill in 16 sentences helps me understand better.
And that's another thing that teachers are using it for. They're like adapting existing materials they have to help students who might be at different places, breaking that down for them so that it's at their level and they can learn. Yeah, it's really revolutionary for teachers, I think.
It also hallucinates. So you have to be kind of careful, right, Sammy, with the information you're getting always needs to be fact-checked. We do live in a world where we always have to think critically. We've been talking about some of the ways AI has helped students and teachers in the classroom. It still has a little bit of a rep out there. Do you think the perception of AI, especially in classrooms, as a tool rather than a detriment will change in the future?
I mean, it's already changed so much since even January when this guidance came out, or even, you know, back in 2022 when ChatGPT first came out. Teachers were super resistant to this idea. And, you know, like Seattle Public Schools is a great example of this. At first, when ChatGPT came out, the district took kind of a hard line on it. They were like, students should not be using this. We don't want them to use it to cheat or cut corners. And now they're kind of pivoting at this point, kind of in accordance with this guidance. And also just, I think, the changing perception, right? So this past fall, the district reversed course and opened ChatGPT up on student devices. But now the district has come out and said they're planning to pilot a new AI software called Magic School next year. So just, you know, that quick timeline of changing perceptions right there, that's like the perfect example.
Trying to tame the tide rather than fight the tide,
right,
Sammy? Really appreciate the chat. Sammy West is KUOW's education reporter. Really appreciate it, Sammy. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Seattle Now, and big thanks to the people who donate to support this show. Today's episode was reported by Sammy West and produced by Vaughn Jones. It was edited by Caroline Chamberlain Gomez. Our production team also includes Claire McGrain, Andy Hurst, and Paige Browning. Greg Kramer does our theme music. Seattle Now and KUOW Public Radio are members of the NPR network. I'm Patricia Murphy. See you later.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.